You're on 981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and I'm very pleased to say I've got a special guest in the studio this morning. It is Kris Kringle himself, jolly old St. Nick, Santa Claus. Good morning.
Good morning, young Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, mate. First of all, let's get the important stuff out in front of us. Am I on the naughty or the good list this year?
Look, there's only a couple of people left on my naughty list this year.
Oh, that's good.
And I can tell you... No, I can't tell you. I can't disclose.
I'll wait until December.
It'll be a
surprise. 25. Thanks,
that's
mate.
Right.
Mate, what's it like coming to the Hunter Valley this time of year, especially compared to last year?
Very warm, but it is good to see that things are nice and green at the moment, and there's been some rain, which everybody desperately needed. It's sensational to see it.
I imagine the view that you've got from the sleigh must be spectacular.
It is lovely to fly over. Last year, brown earth.
Yeah.
This year, green, dams are full, waterways running. It is lovely.
Speaking of the spectacular, as I just mentioned it, of course, last night you were part of our Glencore Upper Hunter Christmas Spectacular, thanks to the Musselwhite Workers Club. Kind of you to jump on board for that.
I always love coming to the Upper Hunter, seeing the kids. I mean, this year, a little bit different because of COVID, but it is great to be involved, and I just absolutely love it.
Last year, you actually had the opportunity to come to our live version of the spectacular. You came in via helicopter. What an experience that must have been for you.
I love flying in on the helicopter. It is great to see everybody waving and all. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out amongst everybody. I mean, even with photos this year, had to do it different. I'm not allowed to stand near them.
Oh, that must be very
difficult. Back.
I mean, for centuries you've been able to sit, have kids on your knee.
But that's now, right.
That must be very difficult for
them. I mean, for some of the young ones it's very good because they're not as frightened as usual.
And certainly kids are getting bigger these days, aren't they?
They are. The knees are starting to wear out, I think.
Santa, so we're a week out from Christmas. What's the next week have for you? What's the lead up to Christmas Day like?
Well, I snuck the night away last night to stay here in the Upper Hunter to chat with you this morning.
Thank you.
And I've got to get back to the North Pole. The elves are going 24/7 at the moment. We are going to cut up fine to get everything done because of COVID.
Yep.
We've had to stagger our work shifts just like everywhere else.
So like here in the Hunter, they're doing 12-hour shifts, are they, at this time of year?
Almost 24-hour shifts.
Not that
I'm slave driving. I don't do that.
I tell you what, I don't know about the elves union, but industrial relations are going to have a word to you very shortly.
Look, we do look after them exceptionally well.
Well, no one else would take them, really. I mean, you know what to feed them. They've been working for you for years. Plus, you know how to step around them, given the size.
That's right. Exactly right. But look, the job will be done. I will not let anybody down.
Well, Santa Claus, thank you very much for dropping in on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show this morning. It's always great to catch up. I wish you a safe journey back to the North Pole and, of course, a great night on Christmas night.
I am really looking forward to it, Andrew, and you're on the nice list, I can tell you.
Ah, thanks, Santa.
Merry Christmas.